You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. Australian Americana artist Lucy Tiger has a new genre of music that she calls Road Trip Americana. Born out of her memories of family road trips when she was a young girl, listening to the car radio on the long journeys. Now, as a singer-songwriter, she loves channeling those memories in her music. Lucy is my guest on this edition of Americana Music Profiles, as we talk about her career in music and her latest EP, Gasoline. Lucy, hi, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Greg, thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us today, and thanks for getting up early. I appreciate you talking with us from Sydney today. And
not a problem.
It's good to have you on. How's the music scene going for you guys right now?
It's going okay. There are a couple of gigs starting back up again, which is nice. I've actually got a gig tonight, which is cool, and
another one
on Friday. Yeah, and they're real gigs with with people, not
YouTube gigs. Yeah, okay, good.
No, so that's really exciting.
Yeah,
it's just little things at the moment. No big festivals or anything yet, but fingers crossed it all starts to get back to a bit of normal soon.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope for all of our sakes on all both continents and everywhere in between. I know the music community is starving for you guys to get out and play some more for us. So we will just put good energy and prayers towards that effort happening very soon.
Sounds like a plan.
So tell me a little bit about yourself and your journey in music. How did all of this start for you?
Yeah, so when I was a kid, we used to take a lot of road trips around Australia. It's Australia is kind of like the US in that it's pretty big. Except that in any given hour's drive, you'll probably go through about 3 little towns in the US.
Yeah.
In Australia, you won't go through any. Oh. So it's a lot less populated.
Yeah.
And what we used to do to sort of pass the time is we'd play a lot of music on the road. So a lot of 1970s stuff, Lynyrd Skynyrd, the Allman Brothers, Crosby, Stills and Nash, Linda Ronstadt, the Rolling Stones, all of that, you know, good stuff.
Good influences,
and I just loved that music. It was like the perfect road tripping music.
Yep.
And it was often picked by my dad as well. And so then he brought home a guitar one day and showed me how to kind of play the basics. And I figured that out. And once I kind of figured that out and figured out how to play some of the songs I loved, I thought, you know, I would love to write music like the kind that I grew up listening to.
Yeah.
Sitting in the car on long road trips, you know, road trip music.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's kind of how it all came about. It was all driven by all these influences.
Yeah.
And it all, I started looking into where it was all made.
Uh-huh.
And it was all recorded in Muscle Shoals, a hell of a lot of it.
Yeah.
And I thought with this latest EP, you know, I've got to get there and record there myself.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I saw that you were able to do that. So that is so cool. There's a phrase, road trip Americana. Is that original? Where did you get that? I love that. I love that term.
Oh, thank you. I'm not sure if it's original. Someone else will probably take credit.
Yeah. Well, if nobody has yet, then you can claim it.
It's mine now.
Right.
I kind of came up with that to describe my music because I felt like it was sitting right at the crossroads of blues and country and rock, which, you know, chuck a little bit of kind of Appalachian folk and you kind of got Americana. But it was kind of that Americana style that's really leaning more towards that Jason Isbell, rocky sort of driving music.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of how I came up with that phrase to describe what I do.
And has this been something that's you've been able to do full time up until recently? Is it? Do you have other things that you do?
So up until recently, yeah, I've been doing it full time. It's I mean, it's obviously been pretty quiet the last few months.
Right.
But, you know, it's it's been really great to really bring that music to people. I think it's a little bit different to what a lot of people listen to. So, yeah, it's been nice.
I love the sound. It's very 70s, 80s kind of that country. You know, we call it Southern rock. You know, we've kind of lost that almost as a genre anymore of original music being produced. But it certainly has that feel. Do you have an understanding of what kind of audience migrates towards your music? Do you have a feel for what that looks like when you gather with musicians to play?
Yeah, it's kind of I often find that it's kind of universal. I try to write music that if I heard it come on the radio, by the time the second chorus swung around, you know, I've picked it up and I'm singing it.
Yeah.
And, you know, my foot's tapping, and if I'm driving, I'm kind of playing drums on the steering wheel. That's the sort of music that I like to write, and that's the sort of music that I like to listen to. Maybe I'm not sophisticated enough, and when people start changing keys and changing time signatures and doing weird stuff, I'm like, oh my gosh, you have just lost me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I get up on stage, and, you know, all power to them, because that's some pretty technical stuff.
Right.
But when I get up on stage and start playing music, you know, I tend to look out at the audience and I'm seeing young people really getting into it, you know, clapping along. I'm seeing old people, you know, tapping their feet, sort of remembering their youth, you know. And I think that's what I love about my music, is that it is really accessible. So, you know, it's kind of almost universally appealing, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels familiar. Like you could almost, you almost think I've heard that before, even if it's a fresh new song, you know, it's got that familiar feeling to it. So yeah, you definitely nailed that. That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
So you've been to the U.S. and you had a tour last year. Is that right? Do I understand that correctly?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What did that look like for you? How did that play out? Where did you go? What kind of audiences were you able to hit?
Yeah, that tour was great. So we started off in Chicago, which isn't a huge big hub for Americana, but it's a big hub for the blues.
Right,
and,
sure.
My second love is definitely the blues. And we'd been there before, and so it was nice to kind of catch up with everyone. And I ended up playing a gig at Reggie's, which is quite a – I didn't know this. I thought I was just, you know, rocking up to play a gig. But, of course, you know, rock up and it's quite a well-known venue.
Uh-huh.
And so that was great. And after Chicago, we headed south and went to Nashville.
Yeah.
And I love Nashville. Nashville is such a great city. Everyone is just so supportive of each other. We met these beautiful people, the Barellas, Lucas Barella and Jenny Barella. They're country musicians in Nashville.
Okay.
Lucas invited me up on stage to play a set during his show on Broadway in Nashville, which was amazing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've heard that it takes years for people to get a gig on Broadway in Nashville, and I managed to get there in about 2 days.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. And then we headed to Muscle Shoals to do the record, and I'd never been to Muscle Shoals before. I had no expectations except for good ones, and the place is just magical. There is just something in the air down there. I don't know what it is, or maybe in the water, in the river or something.
In the water, yeah.
But the music just flows there, and it all just came together so perfectly and so beautifully. And all of the session musicians, they're guys who have, you know, they've toured with the Highwaymen, or, you know, been Bonnie Raitt's touring guitarist, or recorded with Ray Charles.
Wow, that's
you know,
awesome.
But they're just so humble, so humble, and so, you know, keen to, you know, try something new and work on new songs. And they pour so much of their own energy into it, which is just, it just makes the whole session even better for everyone. So that was a great experience. And following Muscle Shoals, we went to Memphis, which is an absolute great town. And if you go to Memphis, you, of course, always have to go to the Peabody Hotel to see the ducks in their fountain in the lobby. Which is possibly the strangest thing I've ever seen, you know, ducks walking around the lobby of a hotel.
Right, yeah, I know.
And then we finished up in Clarksdale in Mississippi, which is sort of the home of the blues. And I played a gig at Ground Zero Blues Club there, which is, I think, co-owned by Morgan Freeman. So that was really cool.
Yeah, that's cool. So while you were in Muscle Shoals, then you recorded Gasoline. Is that the one you did there?
Yep, that EP there.
Yeah. I love that song. That's such a cool song.
Thank you.
And is
Thank you so much. The
album that's out now, right? That's the one that's circulating?
That's the one.
Yeah, okay. So tell me about putting that together and the tracks for that record.
Yeah, so that was such a great time. We had four tracks to do, and it was kind of a funny day because they have kind of spotty internet down in Muscle Shoals. So a couple of the demos that I'd sent through hadn't quite got there. So two of the songs that we recorded, the guys had never even heard before.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But what they do is they're so talented. They'll listen to the song, and the session leader will listen to it once, write down all of the chord changes by ear in the Nashville style, which is numbers instead of chords. So 1, 2, 3 instead of, ABC. It's crazy to watch.
Huh.
And then we just played it together, and each of those songs were recorded in about 2 or 3 takes max. We got the entire EP done in about 5 hours.
Wow.
It was
awesome.
Fast, but so good.
Yeah,
it just blew my mind.
Were these songs that you wrote specifically for this EP, or were they songs that you kind of had cataloged for a while? Tell me about the selections that you picked for that.
Yeah, so these songs were definitely specifically for this EP. When I wrote them and when we planned to record them in Muscle Shoals, I thought, these are the songs that are going to sound so perfect with these guys. We've got the breakup song. We've got, the kind of soul country love song. We've got two bluesy numbers that are just going to really cook with these guys when they get their sort of, fingers into it. So as soon as I, picked the recording studio in Muscle Shoals, I knew which songs to record. I was like, these ones are going to be the ones.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so cool. And this was number, 3 for you as far as recording albums, EPs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The third one. Yeah.
When you're out, when you do a full set, do you do all of those or do you add in some covers?
Sometimes I add some covers. I try to really shout out to my influences with a couple.
Right, I was
going to
ask you what kind of covers you like to play.
So I'll chuck in, Sweet Home Alabama, of course, and maybe a Linda Ronstadt number or two.
Yeah, cool.
But I am at the risk of not sounding humble. I am a bit of a prolific songwriter. I've got a lot of songs in the bag.
That you just haven't recorded yet.
Yeah. So I do end up playing a lot of originals that I haven't recorded yet. And I do have people coming up and saying, when's that one going to be released? And I'm like, soon.
yeah, for sure. What have you been able to do during the downtime? Have you been able to bag some more songs, or are you doing some other recordings?
Yeah, it's been kind of interesting. There's obviously not much you can do at times, but I have tried to stay really productive. I've recorded a bunch of demos for the next album, which I'll be sending over to the guys in Muscle Shoals real soon. And I also made a music video with a guy called Jay Sini from Blacklist Production House in Australia. He does a lot of music videos for the big country guys in Australia.
Yeah, okay.
Really lovely guy and does a great job. So we did a music video just recently for Greenwood, which was very fun. Lots of filming at night with smoke machines and lights.
Cool.
And it was very, very fun. So that was released a couple weeks ago, and it's up on YouTube, and it's a pretty fun watch. I'd recommend it for sure.
Yeah, awesome. Definitely. We'll definitely go take a look at that one for sure. Do you have a regular band that you tour with, or are your shows more solo, duet? How does that work for you?
My shows at the moment are solo.
Okay.
So I do like to just jump on stage with a guitar and just show everyone the songs. That's kind of how I've been doing it for a little while now, and that's how I did it when I toured in the States. I'd love to tour with a band as well. That's definitely on the cards soon for sure, when everything gets back to normal.
What does it look like in Australia differently than it might look like in the United States as a solo full-time artist? Is it similar? Do you guys have a different approach to it?
No, it's pretty similar. It's kind of, you know, you've always got your venues that want live music and have a space for a musician. And, you know, sometimes it's a lot easier if you are solo. So I kind of gravitate towards those. And, yeah, they are quite similar to the venues in the States as well, I would say, for sure.
How far do you travel?
At the moment, not very far, just because of COVID.
Right. In general, when you hit the road, what would that look like for you?
I usually hit the road in the States. So
okay.
I have done a few country gigs in Australia, and they're always really fun. I know a few people out in as we call it, out in the sticks, in the country, and they always kind of rock up and watch. But yeah, usually when I do go on the road, I go on the road in the States. I just find it so inspiring. There's so many more people over there, and I get my inspiration, you know, for songs from talking to people that I would usually never meet. I met this one guy in Clarksdale, for example, and he was from the Secret Service. Well, he was ex-Secret Service or ex-Black Ops or something crazy. And so he was from Buffalo, New York, and he was just trying to find a place, you know, where he could spend his winters that was not quite as cold. And he was telling me most incredible stories, and you just don't meet those people on the road.
Okay,
Well, there's just not enough people here, I think, in Australia.
Yeah.
There's not enough towns and not enough people. And in America, you kind of got, you know, one interesting little place after another. They're about 20 minutes apart.
Yeah, yeah, it's you're right. And depending on which part of the country you're in, you will find a different set of unique stories and people for sure.
Oh, definitely. And I just live for that stuff. I love it.
What is the current single that's out for you?
So that's Greenwood, and it is doing some great things. I've seen that it's getting some airplay in the States, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And it's also getting some airplay in the UK as well, which is really awesome. So everyone seems to be really loving it. It's really getting to those people who love the blues and love the history of the blues. It's inspired by Greenwood, Mississippi, where Robert Johnson was buried.
Yeah,
He's actually got three graves. So this is kind of an interesting story. He's got three grave sites. One of them, and I've been to all of them, one of them is very clearly just a memorial, but the other two could be his graves. But I personally believe that the Greenwood one is the right one because it's right around the corner from where he was supposedly poisoned. Huh. So every time I go down to Mississippi, I always go to this particular cemetery in Greenwood. I love cemeteries. I just think they're really lovely, peaceful places. Wow. And so I'll go down to the cemetery in Greenwood and kind of go up to his grave and, I don't know, just kind of thank him. Because without Robert Johnson, we wouldn't really have, you know, the blues and we wouldn't have all of those people who were inspired by him particularly, you know, the Rolling Stones and Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
So they're some of my huge influences, and I just kind of like to do a bit of a pilgrimage to Greenwood whenever I'm there.
That's awesome. Well, I hope the song continues to do well for you. I love that story. Are you coming back? I think I saw you have a tour planned, hopefully next year.
Yes, I was supposed to be coming back in September, but I had to put that on hold, and so I'll be hopefully coming back in April.
Okay.
We were supposed to be recording the next album with the Muscle Shoals guys in September, but we're gonna still do that, but it's gonna be a bit more remote. So they're gonna record the band stuff, and I'll record the vocals here, and then we'll put it all together later, and I'm sure it'll sound just as good.
Yeah.
But I'll be hoping to come back for a tour in April.
Okay. Good. Well, that will be great. Then we'll look forward to that for sure, and hopefully we can get you on some of the festivals. Hopefully we'll all be back to enjoying music that way again.
Oh, I'd love that.
What's on your musical bucket list? What's the big thing out there that you would love to accomplish?
Ooh, I would. Well, I'd love to just see if I can bring my music to as many people as I can. I think that my music, it kind of brings people together in a crowd because it's accessible, it's familiar, it's kind of riffing on that old, you know, Keith Richards phrase, yeah. You know, three chords and the truth.
Yeah.
It's really cool stuff that, you know, people can just get into and have a good time.
Right.
I like having a good time. I want everyone else to have a good time. So it'd be great to, you know, once this is all over, this COVID stuff, to play some big festivals and see a whole bunch of people having a great time.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like.
I love that. That's awesome. Yes, me too. That's a good goal for all of us. So we'll put that out in the universe and we'll ask everybody's help in making that happen. How can people reach out, get in touch if they want to get a copy of your latest EP, watch your videos, get in touch with you? What's the best avenues for that?
Yes, so I am on social media. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Lucy Tiger Music. And that is Lucy spelled L-U-C-I-E, Tiger Music. I've also got a website, lucytigermusic.com. My music is on Spotify, it's on Pandora, it's on Google Music, YouTube Music, Apple Music. It's everywhere you find a good song.
Good.
And please reach out. I love chatting to people. I'm often posting photos on my Instagram and socials of all the places I've been in the U.S. And
awesome.
I posted a photo the other day of this crazy old house in Memphis. And, you know, I end up chatting to these fans and they're going, oh, I bet that house is haunted. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I hope it is. I'd love to go back and see.
And maybe spend the night and write a song.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Lucy. This has been awesome and great talking to you, and love your music and wish you the best with it for sure. And hopefully we'll catch you next year when you're back in the States.
Thank you so much, Greg. This has been such a cool thing. Thank you so much. And wishing you all the best and keep on keeping on.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.